From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you join us once again for Let the Bible Speak. We come to the end of 2005. In a few days, we'll enter 2006. At this time, I would like to wish all of our listeners a happy and a prosperous new year. In a few minutes, we'll be turning to Luke chapter 12. First, let me tell you about the writer who wrote the hymn we're about to listen to. His name was Henry Light. He was a Church of England minister. He pastored a congregation in Torbay for many years. He was old and frail. The doctors advised him to go to the south of France or he would die. His friends pleaded with him to go immediately, but he wanted to preach one last sermon, and at that last sermon, he invited his congregation to ensure that they were saved and born again. He was troubled in his heart, leaving his charge. His congregation were weeping. When he returned home, he went to the study and he wrote the words of a poem. A short time later, he travelled for Nice, where he died just after he arrived. What was the poem that he wrote? Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. It's one of the finest hymns in the English language. Please listen to the words.
Thank you.
We're reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. We're beginning at the verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This afternoon we're going to think about the words of verse 19. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. The Lord Jesus Christ told a story about a farmer who did what many of us do at the end of a year. He looked back over that year, and in particular, over the harvest season, which is the all-important time for a man who lives off the land. This farmer had enjoyed a great summer in the fields. In fact, the harvest was so good that he had a problem, but from a business perspective, it was a good problem. He had not enough room to store his crops. Therefore, he put a plan into place for the future. I'll demolish my barns and I'll build larger barns to accommodate my produce. Then as he reflected upon the past and planned for the future, he held what we might call a party or even a dance to celebrate his success. As I look into this farmer's situation, I can see many people in our society at the end of a year. In a few days' time, it'll be New Year's Eve. There'll be partying, drinking and dancing. Many will have the attitude that this rich farmer had. What I would like to do is discover lessons that we can learn from the farmer who celebrated the past and looked into the future with a party. Firstly, please observe that this man celebrated the past with no thought for God. He was a man preoccupied with himself. Constantly in this passage, he repeats the personal pronouns, I and my. In the verse 17 he said, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. As far as he was concerned, his success belonged to himself. He was filled with a strong sense of his own self-importance, and this in turn gave him an air of arrogance. Therefore he hosted this party as if he was the only one who really mattered. Such an attitude, however, betrayed the facts. Who gave him the sun which watered his crops? Who gave him the light and the heat which caused the seedlings to grow and mature? Who gave him the rain which watered his crops? Who gave him the light and the heat which caused the seedlings to grow and mature? Did he bring down the showers, and did he turn on the sun so that it radiated at the correct temperature? Of course he didn't. The hand of the Creator irrigated the soil and burst the seed into life and caused the grain to ripen. Therefore, this farmer ought to have been reviewing the past with gratitude unto the God who is kind enough to provide every good and perfect gift for the sons of men. But no, this man arrogantly disposed of God as if he was an irrelevance in the whole affair. As you assess 2005, ask yourself, why are you here at all? There are those who have sadly passed away over this past year, but you are alive. You may have had a good year in business, and you may have known some prosperity. It could be that your family have known good and memorable times over the course of the last year. Are these blessings a creation of man, or are they the gifts of God? We have so much to be grateful for, yet many people feel the need to dance the old year away and dance the new year in, as if God has done nothing and they have achieved everything. As I consider this rich man in our Lord's story, I discover the greatest difference between his attitude and the one possessed by David As he reviewed a period of success in his life, King David said, "Who am I? Who am I to deserve the goodness of God?" There was no reveling in drunkenness here. A simple prayer to God acknowledging that he deserved nothing, and it was only by God's grace that he possessed anything. In reviewing 2005, let us be serious and God-fearing. All the good things we have enjoyed in this past year have been given to us, and we deserve none of them. Being alive today is a free favor from God. Let us come to the end of this year with thanksgiving and praise. Secondly, please observe that this farmer planned for the future with no thought of eternity. He said to himself that he had much goods laid up for many years, and he would now take his ease and enjoy life more than he had done in the past. This individual took it for granted that he would have many years ahead of him. This was his foolish error. Little did he know. But the following morning, his community would be mourning the loss of a well-respected and prosperous businessman. In a short time after this party, the guests would be at another function. This time they would be following his coffin out of that home and into the grave. This man delighted in the preparation he made for time, but he had no years left to prepare for. Tragically, he had no plans made for eternity. Today you may have plans for 2006. There's a holiday to enjoy, improvements and maintenance to be carried out around the home. There's a business that must be taken forward to a new level. While these matters may have their importance, they are as nothing when compared to eternity. Are you prepared to meet God? Men and women, young and old, may party Saturday night through as the new year dawns. But for some, the new year will bring their death notice. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." How much better to plan for the new year with your hand in the hand of Jesus Christ, because he said, "You must be born again." What about it today? Why live for time and for the world? Why not prepare for 2006 the best way possible by knowing Christ as your Savior? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.